T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined on the line by Maurice Nalon, chairman of the commissioning committee for the new USS Little Rock LCS-9, which a date has finally been set. Maurice, we're all excited for it.
Oh, we're very excited. We were delighted yesterday when we received a written confirmation from the Secretary of the Navy.
So December 16th is the actual date, Mo, but we understand that the week before it will be here, and will the public be able to go on board?
Well, there will be limited tours, and they will be able to come down to the site. We have to remember that this is a secure area. It's a working, operational part of the fleet of the Navy, and so we're certainly going to try and accommodate people and give people every opportunity to enjoy the ship and see the ship, but tours themselves will be somewhat limited, although there will be some tours, Susan.
Now, a lot of people wondering just how this ship will end up at Canal Side. Can you fill us in a little bit on the route it's taking to get here?
Sure. A couple weeks ago, I was actually up at the Marinette Shipworks, where the Little Rock has been built, and that's where all of the Freedom-class LCS ships are constructed. And so it will come down through Lake Michigan. It will come down through the Great Lakes and arrive on December 8th.
So now, Mo, you've seen the ship. Have you been on it?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Susan, we were fortunate. When we were up there, we actually were there for the first posting of the colors. We were there for what's called the mast stepping, where they take a metal container that has a lot of keepsakes. It's almost like a time capsule, and that's passed from one sailor to the next until it gets up to what formerly in an older ship would have been the mast, and then it's sealed in the ship and stays there during the life of the ship. So it's a very historic and very traditional element of the whole process of a ship coming into the naval fleet. So during that time while we were up in Marinette, we actually were invited to enjoy the first meal that was served on the Little Rock. So Dan Mecca and Bill Barden and myself, Wayne Sorrentino, there were a few of us that traveled to Marinette and enjoyed the first meal in the wardroom with the officers of the ship.
I got to ask, what was the meal?
Actually, it was steak and shrimp. It was quite good.
Oh, yeah, pretty nice.
Very nice.
Hey, for a lot of people, the only military ship that they've been on has been the USS Little Rock, what's right here at Canal Side now. Are people going to be wowed when they see the images from inside the new USS Little Rock and how it compares to what's here?
Yeah, it's such a high-tech development from our former, our Little Rock Museum. Little Rock Museum, that took around 1,400 people to operate that ship. When it was fully operational out in blue water, there would have been about 1,400 sailors on the ship, whereas the new Little Rock can be run with a complement of around 70.
Actually, wow.
You could operate the ship with probably 50 sailors, but depending on the mission, you would have upwards of 75 to 100.
Mo, I've got to ask, the December date, I mean, if you had your choice, you probably would have picked the middle of July, right?
Oh, absolutely, Susan. But, as I've told everybody, we're going to turn lemons into lemonade. I mean, this is Buffalo. We part of our culture is winter, and we hope it's a nice day. And as you all know, we certainly can get nice December weather. So we're going to make it great. And you're right, Susan. In a perfect world, to have 10,000 people down at the waterfront on a July day would be great. But we're going to build, it's going to be a very unique Buffalo event. As I think I've mentioned to you before, in the 242 years of the Navy's history, it'll be the first time that a ship is commissioned right beside its namesake. So, and we've got a whole complement of parties and gatherings. We're delighted that we actually, during the commissioning week, one of the things, we're having a luncheon for the Gold Star mothers as a thank you to them for the tremendous sacrifice that they and their families have made in securing and supporting the freedom that we all enjoy. But and then on Friday evening, there'll be a chairman's reception, which, live music. And the whole week is best way for the listeners to think of it. It's going to be like a miniature Fleet Week.
Well, hey, that sounds great. And, Mo, we're really looking forward to it. That's Maurice Nalon, chairman of the commissioning committee for the USS Little Rock LCS-9, set to come to Buffalo December 8th. The commissioning, December 16th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.